It is 9:35 on this Thursday morning. It's the sixth day of December 2018, and I'm John Reed. Really glad you're with us for this special edition of Richmond's Morning News on News Radio WRVA. Now, yesterday, you know, we were in Washington for the funeral of the 41st President of the United States, President Bush, and we spent a lot of time talking about the 1,000 points of light that was such a central theme in his presidency, and which carried on after he left the White House, talking about reaching out and helping charities and doing good works in your community. And it struck me as I was sitting there talking about the president yesterday. Yeah, I don't speak for the president's family or anything, but gosh, don't you feel moved to do something this month to help people in your own community? And this is a great opportunity. Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU helps 62,000 kids every year with a wide variety of needs. And one of the women who helps those kids and interacts with a lot of them and has been here for many years is Heather Rossi, who I met last year and then got to spend some time with at the hospital downtown. We're at the Brook Road campus for Children's Hospital, but they have this full setup downtown at what we used to call MCV, but it's the VCU complex downtown. And Heather, what's it like when a family shows up with an acute need for care at the adult hospital downtown?
You know, a lot of families never imagine they're going to need our services, and then something happens one day. Any number of types of trauma or sudden illnesses can occur, and suddenly their child is rushed to Children's Hospital at VCU, and they don't know what to expect. They arrive on the seventh floor, and they are ushered to a waiting room, and usually the medical team can't talk to them right away because they're busy with their child, which is where you want them to be. But as a parent, you need information, and you need some comfort, and you need some idea of what to expect. And so that's where the Child Life Specialist team is often one of the first people families meet, and our goal really is to explain what's going to happen, whether it's to parents or to siblings or grandparents and aunts and uncles. Sometimes it's two people, sometimes it's 15 that arrive when a child is urgently brought to the hospital. But we're there to help them understand what to expect, to go back and forth between the medical team and the family until the medical team can come sit down with them and give them an update, and to just let them know what's happening and what they can do in that time, because waiting is really hard.
When we finished the broadcast last year, I had a couple of friends of mine who were, you know, they're nice and they listen every day, and they give me feedback, and they said, you know, John, I just don't understand. We've got so many great hospitals in Richmond. Why can't these kids just go to, you know, another one of the hospitals and just be treated? And I said, well, you know what? I think that's a fair question. What is it about this specialization taking care of kids that requires this kind of money, these kinds of resources? Why is this a special specialization in medical care that's so important?
You know, it's kind of a layered concept, right? So kids don't just need medical care, but they need the logistics figured out. Like, someone needs to help parents think through, so how are you going to get your kid off the bus when you're here, get your other kid off the bus after school when you're here? And if you only take care of adults, that's not really on your mind. Parents want to know, but school starts next week, and it's his first day of kindergarten, but he's here in the ICU, so how do we acknowledge that? How do we celebrate that? Can he still go to school? You know, can we do something fun? And all of those things, in addition to the medical care, really matter to families, and they help them feel cared for.
Well, somebody just gave a big donation. I hope it's one of our guys. So, listen, that's going to prompt me to just give you this number real quick, 228-5437. If you've heard something today that moves you, you can make a donation all morning long. 228-5437 is the number to call to make a donation for Children's Hospital of Richmond. I guess another component of it is, you know, if you've ever had a kid in your life, learning how to communicate with a child can be a challenge. You know, when we're adults, we don't have any problem telling you what's going on,
right,
and trying to communicate, I have a headache, and where it is and what that means, and on a scale of 1 to 10 how bad it is. But it must be difficult to get that out of kids and to put it in perspective and know what they're really trying to say to you.
It is. Sometimes it's hard for kids to express what they're feeling, and sometimes it's hard for them to understand what we're saying. You know, one of the things we talk about in the a lot in the hospital is you need to get an IV. Right, you need to get a little tube in your arm or hand to give you some medicine or fluid. Well, IV doesn't mean anything to kids, but they may have heard of ivy, the green plant that grows on the ground.
So they wind up
and
confused.
So they think we're going to put a plant on their arm.
Are you serious? That's
absolutely
happened.
Wow. Absolutely.
I hadn't considered
or if
that.
We say we're going to move you out of this room to the floor. They think we mean onto the floor. We mean to a different unit.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of the language we use in the hospital needs to be rethought so that kids can be a part of their care and know what's happening and not be confused. And that's a big part of what we do as child life specialists, is sort of translate the hospital jargon into something that kids can understand. And by default, parents then sometimes understand it better, too.
We're talking to Heather Rossi, who's a child life specialist here at the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. And one of the things that struck me, you know, I don't have kids, but when I was at the hospital, I saw all these little incubators for the little babies.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's an expensive undertaking.
Yeah.
These kids, they're born, some of them premature, some of mm-hmm. them have really acute problems. That's expensive, isn't it?
It's expensive, and it's specialized. The same bed you put an adult in doesn't always work for a baby or a small child.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want the kids to be safe and to have every need they have met. And some of our equipment is really fancy and really expensive.
Yeah. But it works. And
it does the job.
I was so impressed by the photographs that you have in the lobby of the preemies
mm-hmm.
who are now, you know, 10, 12, 20 years old, that you all nursed from almost not making it
right.
to, you know, thriving, successful young people.
Yep. Gosh. It's a pretty amazing display of pictures there in the lobby outside the neonatal ICU.
Yeah. Gosh, you can be a part of this. Wouldn't that make you feel great here in December? Call right now and make a donation to the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU. And I want to share the number with you again. We really appreciate it if you've given a donation already. But if you've been listening this morning and you think, why are they interrupting my news? I want Rush Limbaugh. I want John to raise Cain about politics. This is the one time a year that we kind of pause and stop talking 100% of the time about government and business and everything. We ask for your support for this important cause, and it helps people right here in the Richmond area. Will you do that today? 228-5437. 228-5437 is the number to call. You can also text a donation. That's new this year. RVA Kids is the code to text. And here's the number, 51555, right on your cell phone. 51555. Text the word RVA Kids. It'll take you to a link so that you can make a donation. Now, if you give $15 a month for the next year, you're what we call a miracle maker. Or if you want to just make a one-time donation, whether it's $5 or $1,000, boy, wouldn't that be great. We really appreciate it. This is our final day of the Radiothon. We really would value your support. Listen, Heather, thanks so much for all the work you do every day of the year and for joining us this morning to share those stories.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.